This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. This hour, we're going to take a look at the school controversy and some interesting studies that shed light on whether kids can, A, get sick, or B, can be sources of transmission of the coronavirus. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take a call from Mark. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Nice to talk to you.
My pleasure, Mark. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. I want to get back to, and first of all, I want to say what a absolute refreshing it was to hear of your unbiased opinion regarding the use of hydroxychloroquine and zinc for treatment of the coronavirus. My question is, to me it seemed like right after the doctor in New York discovered that it can be effective in treating COVID-19, there was a very concerted and purposeful effort put together to try to downplay or even poo-poo the whole use of hydroxychloroquine. Just wondering if you think that's true or not, and if so, what was the motive of the people that tried to do that?
Okay, well, of course, that's a loaded question. Very on point, there's an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, The Politics of Hydroxychloroquine. And the subtitle of the article is, Trump touted it, so Biden denounces it. The FDA has suspended a permit for its use. Let doctors decide. And that's the way I feel about it. You know, when it comes to hydroxychloroquine, I'm not really sure definitively that it works. And I'm also pretty sure that a year hence, it probably will fall by the wayside because we'll have more effective therapies. But as an improvisation in the early phases of the pandemic, it appeared to help some people. And I have, you know, some direct experience of that because for one of my patients, I helped to obtain it. He was very sick, and within 48 hours of taking it, things turned around. He was very, very grateful. Other doctors that I've talked to say, who are on the front line, say it really works. Some say it doesn't work. And the studies are mixed on it. But unfortunately, this has been tainted by the political, climate. And it's unfortunate that, this happened because, merely by virtue of the fact that Trump talked it up, they're saying it's like misguided and, he was over his skis talking about it and, doesn't really work. And worse yet, it can kill people. Well, it actually turns out that it is pretty safe. And the complications associated with it are rare, although patients who have COVID-19 are very, very sick, and they may die with it and they may die without it. There were a couple of trials that were withdrawn. One was in the New England Journal of Medicine concluded that hydroxychloroquine didn't prevent illness in people who had been exposed. But if you look at the raw data in the study, And that's something you have to do. Sometimes a study says it doesn't work, but then you say, well, let's look at the data. Let's like analyze it and break it down by, you know, certain characteristics of the patients. The raw data of the study that said that it didn't work showed that people who took hydroxychloroquine within 2 days of exposure, that's early on, were 38% less likely to develop symptoms. And that's the way a lot of antiviral drugs work. There's a drug called Tamiflu, which has been touted for the flu. And it's not a very practical drug, because when you catch the flu and you call your doctor, by the time you go to your doctor, it may be a few days after, or the doctor phones it in and then there's some delay in the pharmacy, it doesn't really work. But if you were to have it and take it instantaneously at the time of the onset of the flu, maybe it's a little helpful. And the same thing might be the case with hydroxychloroquine. Now there's studies that are coming out that say that it might be helpful. There was a study came out on June 30th, and it found that patients treated with a drug here in New York at Mount Sinai Hospital were 47% less likely to die when they took hydroxychloroquine. So it's confusing. I still think there's some promise to the medication. And I wish that it hadn't been politicized. I mean, it really is an example of, I mean, here's another thing that's now being politicized, which is the decision about whether kids should go back to school. And it should be based on science. And that's what both sides are saying. The people who are saying, let's send kids back to school because the science says that it's safe. And then there's people on the other side of the aisle who are for a prolonged lockdown and for prudence, and I'll put that in question marks, I mean in quotation marks, they're saying, we got to pay attention to the science. There's a pandemic going on, and it's crazy to open up schools because the schools can be a source of... So it's like science sometimes doesn't decisively render an answer about a lot of issues. You know, we see that in, you know, in the argument about climate change. We see that in the argument about a lot of issues that we say should be straightforward, science-based conclusions, but they become politicized. One side adopts a position and wants to embarrass the other side, and they can quote, you know, it's, they say the devil can quote scripture to his purpose. That's the way it is with studies sometimes that either send up or condemn a potentially promising therapy. That's my opinion. So thanks for that good question, Mark. 877-726-8255 is our number. And have you noticed that your sense of time has been distorted during the COVID-19 lockdown? The days seem to merge into one another, especially in the early phases when we really were quarantining and staying at home and barely emerging to dart out and do a little shopping. Then we would come back home and continue our lockdown. Everything was done online. You know, it was like, what day is it? You know, there's no difference between the weekend and the week, and the days just seem to be interminable. Well, there's actually a study that supports this. Distorted passage of time during the COVID-19 lockdown. Researchers at the University of Liverpool did a study saying that the COVID-19 pandemic significantly impacted people's perception of how quickly time passed compared to their pre-lockdown perceptions. 80% of the participants surveyed in the UK experienced changes to how quickly they perceived time passing during lockdown compared to pre-lockdown. Those who were older or less satisfied with their current levels of social interaction were more likely to experience slower passage of time over the course of a day or a week. Slower passage of time over the course of a day was also associated with higher stress and a lower task load, i.e. boredom. You know, because it's like those long, interminable days, like when will it be over? It's like, you know, a jail sentence. And this is a very, very real phenomenon. And it affects our moods, our appetites. We get hungrier when we're bored. We have more problems sleeping. We fall asleep in the afternoon, messing up our nighttime sleep when we are not occupied by going out and about. And this is put some real stresses on people's time perception during the COVID-19 lockdown. Interesting study. 877-726-8255. More of your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number is 877-726-8255. Maddie in Plainview, New York, is taking advantage of an opportunity to come to the doctor's office. How are you doing, Maddie?
Hi, good. I have thanks, Dr. Hoffman. I have a crazy thing that just happened, and I think I'm a little crazy here. We have a nice bicycle running path by my house. Mm-hmm. And there's a hill towards the end that I do. And I was really walking fast. I wasn't running. I'd stop running. And I'm going up this hill, and there's a group headed by a man, you know, an adult male. And he has a group of kids behind him, like a Boy Scout troop or a Girl Scout troop. And he's yelling at them. He started yelling at them, change gears, change gears. And and I swear, I felt like some of his saliva went. We were not wearing masks because it's impossible to wear a mask so hot.
Yeah, when you're exercising, it's hot. Yeah, and you're outside. I figure the risk is low, right?
I figured. I don't know if it's my imagination or not, but I swear a piece of some saliva went in the lower part of my left nostril. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was or it was my sweat or what.
Right. Right.
So I'm just asking you, I went home, I got in my car, went home, and I cleaned it out with a swab of alcohol and used nose drops. I mean, what would the chances be? First of all, he probably doesn't have COVID, but what would
let's go through it, you know, rationally, you know, because let's apply hashtag science to this proposition, okay? So first of all, you know, you might say, well, you know, I'm going to run and go get a COVID-19 test because just, you know, like if you were bitten by a tick, you might say, oh my goodness, you know, maybe this tick, I mean, a certain percentage of ticks transmit Lyme disease and I got a tick bite. I removed the tick hopefully soon enough, but I'd like to know if I have Lyme disease. Well, just as is the case with early testing for Lyme disease immediately after an exposure, COVID-19 PCR tests, which is the test to determine if you have it, not if you've had it, past tense, will be negative if you test too early. And there's a case here, and I was reading it, reading about it in one of the papers here. This is from CNN.com. This is a story of an ICU nurse who was hospitalized with COVID-19 after testing negative. She had a lot of the symptoms. She'd been working in a hospital, so she thought, I'm tired, my body's aching. So she took a rapid antibody test. It came back negative. So she took, well, the antibody test would be if she had it in the past. Well, that was negative, but the right test would have been in the PCR test. Well, that was negative too. But then her doctor did a CT scan and found that the CT scan was very suggestive of COVID-19, and indeed, finally, she tested positive. She was within a couple of days of going on a ventilator, and she had tested negative. And there's a study here from Johns Hopkins, just came out last month. Researchers found that testing people for SARS-CoV-2 too early in the course of infections likely result in a false negative test. So even though they might eventually test positive for the virus. So getting tested is not an option here. But let's look at the possibilities here. First of all, what's the likelihood that this guy has COVID-19? Well, first of all, he's out and about. So, he could have been asymptomatic. But there's there's even some controversy. At first they said that asymptomatic people were like super spreaders, potentially. Well, that's usually not the case, according to some newer research. You generally have to be symptomatic to spread it. That's the new think on this. In addition, what's the likelihood in general that he's a carrier? It may be that in certain areas that are hotbeds of this now, Florida, Texas, Arizona, that up to a quarter of the population may be positive for this, but not so much here in the Northeast. It seems to have run its course, more or less. I mean, it's not gone, but it's a very, very low likelihood that someone is positive in this region. And then here's the thing, did this really travel through the air, and is there enough infectious material to have entered your system? There's a lot of barriers between the viral particles and you getting sick. Not everybody who is exposed to the virus gets sick. In fact, they've done studies that show that household members of people who have coronavirus, maybe 10% of them get sick, maybe 20% of them get sick, but not all of them get sick. So if you add up all these low percentage things, you probably have as much likely of getting this transmitted to you by the errant saliva spray of someone who passes you by outside in the ultraviolet light in the wind, as to be hit by lightning. So I would kind of reassure you that there's not a problem. Monitor your symptoms if you feel really sick. Don't have too active of an imagination because, any given day you might feel a little out of sorts. At that point, then maybe get some attention, get medical attention, see if you get sick. But I doubt very much that you've got a problem. I think you'll be fine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, you know, the big controversy of the day, if it's not hydroxychloroquine, it's should kids go back to school in the fall? And again, this has been politicized. Some people are pro-lockdown. Some people are let-her-rip folks. And we're trying to apply some science to this proposition. It is pretty clear that kids get less sick than older adults. And many of them are asymptomatic when they come down with COVID-19. And yes, there have been some deaths, but they're very few and far between. I think in a study of over 3,000 pediatric cases of COVID-19, you can count on one hand the number of fatalities. And these were in special circumstances, kids with underlying conditions like learning disabilities and or very specific health problems that would render them more vulnerable. So the average kid may be asymptomatic, maybe get a little sick, but they're not going to experience the problems that older adults develop in general. So you may say, okay, fine. But teachers are in schools. Administrators are in schools. Ancillary personnel are in schools. And so the schools could be a nexus for widespread community dispersal of the virus, and hence, especially in areas where there are hot spots, it's a good idea to keep the schools closed. Well, here's some interesting studies that shed light on the severity and communicability of the coronavirus in children. This one is a German study. This is the largest carried out on school children and teachers in Germany, found traces of the virus in fewer than 1% of teachers and children. And in Europe, a lot of kids are going back to school, and kids are going to summer camp. I actually did a Skype call with a colleague of mine who's a doctor in Belgium, and he says he's concerned because the virus is making a comeback. And he said there were several hundred cases in Belgium as of yesterday. And I said that number of deaths in New York would have been a good day back in April, because there are many days where there were, you know, 400, 500, 600 deaths a day in New York City alone. But these were cases, and these people weren't dying. But it has them concerned that there is a little bit of a comeback. But nonetheless, they are resolved to send the kids back to school. And in fact, he's sending his kids to camp this week. Dr. Reinhard Berner, the head of pediatric medicine at Dresden University Hospital and leader of the study, said the results suggest that the virus does not spread easily in schools. He says it is rather the opposite. Children act more as a brake on infection. Not every infection that reaches them is passed on. So they say this suggests schools have not developed into hot spots. Okay, so the American Academy of Pediatrics recently weighed in on this subject, and you may have heard about it in the news because this is widely reported. Children rarely transmit COVID-19, doctors write in new commentary. It appeared in Pediatrics, the official journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics. They conclude that children infrequently transmit COVID-19 to each other or to adults, and that many schools, provided they follow appropriate social distancing guidelines and take into account rates of transmission in their community, can and should reopen in the fall. In this study, which was authored by a guy at the University of Geneva in Switzerland, they studied the households of 39 Swiss children infected with COVID-19. So the kids, 39 of these kids had COVID-19. In only three of these cases was the child the cause of the household infections. That was just 8%. In China, 96% of the kids who caught COVID-19 caught it from someone in the household. And instead of vice versa, in other words, the people in the household didn't transmit it to the kids. I'm sorry, the child did not transmit it to the people in the household. The people in the household transmitted it to the kids. Another study of Chinese children, 9 of 10 children admitted to several provincial hospitals contracted COVID-19 from an adult. And so in a French study, yet another study, a boy with COVID-19 exposed over 80 classmates at three schools to the disease. So he was like a carrier and, you know, potentially Typhoid Mary. So 80 classmates were exposed. None of them contracted COVID-19. In New South Wales, in Australia, 9 infected students and 9 staff across 15 schools exposed a total of 735 students and 128 staff to COVID-19. So that's a lot of exposure, but only 2 secondary infections resulted, and 1 was transmitted by an adult to a child. So when they analyzed this in this editorial in the authoritative journal Pediatrics, they say the data are striking. The key takeaway is that children are not driving the pandemic. After 6 months, we have a wealth of accumulating data showing that children are less likely to become infected and seem less infectious. It is congregating adults who aren't following safety protocols who are responsible for driving the upward curve. And this is something we're seeing across the Southwest and the western part of the United States. And they continue, while we don't yet know the dynamics of the outbreak, it is unlikely that infants and children in daycare are driving the surge. Based on the evidence, it's more plausible that adults are passing the infection to the children. So, many schools have reopened in Western European countries, and in Japan, without seeing a rise in community transmissions, bears out the accuracy of this assumption. So, you know, I got to say, I think the science is pretty definitive that kids are not a source of transmission. And I hope that rationality drives our decision-making about this in the fall, because it really, really is detrimental for kids to be staying home, not to mention the effect on the adults who are responsible for caregiving the kids and the claustrophobia and boredom and loss of educational advancement that this causes. And it's also, they point out that this is also a class-based phenomenon. Is the rich get richer and the poor get poorer when it comes to educational attainment, because affluent families can afford all the electronics and the structure that give kids an opportunity to learn. Or maybe, you know, they can send kids to private schools in the Hamptons when kids in the inner cities are locked down and deprived of education. They can fall even further behind. And this is widening the educational and income disparity that is such a problem in this country. Okay. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, and among them, several stand out, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health, ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. This suite of products play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data, and they're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Please check them out. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
It's not always easy for women to achieve better health, especially these days. The key is to work smarter, not harder. Be wise about weight loss and workouts. Eat strategically and take your supplements. I'm best-selling nutrition author Kat James. I've learned firsthand that probiotics are key to women's health. They protect your digestion, your immune system, your skin. They support balanced hormonal levels. And very important for both women and men, they counter the buildup of bad bacteria and yeast in our bodies. Researchers have even found that probiotics promote a more positive mood and mental sharpness due to the gut-brain axis. The one I take? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. It's a superior formula with prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics, a smart advantage in these challenging times. Find Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics through Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural health retailers, also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Remember that number, 877-726-8255. Even if time is short to call on today's broadcast, you can use that number, 877-726-8255, to call and record a question. And we'll pick up those questions in a week or two. This item about vitamin D in relationship to COVID-19. Six medical societies from across the globe are emphasizing the importance of individuals obtaining the daily recommended dose of vitamin D, especially given the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on outdoor time. As you know, one of the ways that our bodies naturally obtain vitamin D is through sunlight. Sun exposure on the skin triggers vitamin D synthesis. And a lot of people are locked down inside, can't get adequate sunlight exposure, and that worsens the problem. They're very cautious, however, in recommending lots of oral vitamin D. They say most older and younger adults can safely take 400 to 1,000 international units daily to keep their vitamin D levels within the optimal range. That, for a lot of people, won't suffice, in my opinion, but at least they're given some lip service to taking oral vitamin D, which is some progress. They also state that research into vitamin D supplementation in COVID-19 disease is warranted, although they say there have been no randomized controlled trials from which firm conclusions can be drawn. But they admit that observational studies suggest associations between low vitamin D concentrations and higher rates of COVID-19 infection. So, yeah, there are plenty of studies that say you got low vitamin D. You could be in trouble if you get exposed to the coronavirus. Are you one of the many who suffer from chronic pain? Are you resorting to risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Well, here's a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid turmeric liposome complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It's sourced and manufactured in the United States. And this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's spelled future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. And get free shipping on all of your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. All right, here's another nutrient that could be of great importance in stemming the tide of the current pandemic. And a lot of people are deficient in it. It's glutathione. This article, endogenous deficiency of glutathione is the most likely cause of serious manifestations and death in COVID-19 patients. Okay. They note that there are higher rates of serious illness and death from coronavirus among older people and those who have comorbidities. So what's going on when you're older and when you're sick? Often it's oxidative stress, and it's associated with depletion of glutathione. So here they talk about the feasibility of using glutathione as a means for the treatment and prevention of COVID-19 illness. They tie it to the oxidative stress that people experience in the face of infections and inflammation. And you know, I got to say that one of the things that we really like to supplement in patients who are sick, patients who are suffering from a virus, is glutathione. And we use N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, as a way of boosting cellular production of glutathione. You can also consider a probiotic like RegActive. RegActive generates glutathione. It's a unique species of probiotics made by Essential Formulas that generates glutathione internally. So they say, they pose the question, does glutathione deficiency worsen COVID-19 prognosis through the risk factors? This is all hypothetical. Again, you know, we'll qualify this by saying it needs to be researched. We need clinical trials to establish whether glutathione or N-acetylcysteine can be helpful agents in reducing the severity of SARS-CoV-2 infections. And, you know, another factor, when people get sick with a virus, they're often given Tylenol. Well, what does Tylenol do? Tylenol depletes glutathione. Whenever I take Tylenol, if I'm sick, and you know, fortunately that's rare, but sometimes, you know, you get sick, you get a fever, you feel very achy. I prefer Tylenol to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Tylenol depletes your glutathione, so I always make sure I have some NAC, some N-acetylcysteine, you know, and I take 500 two or three times a day to support my body's production of glutathione when I'm doubly challenged. Because if you're sick, you're challenged, and when you take Tylenol, you're challenged. That's double trouble and can rapidly deplete your glutathione stores. Lest we forget, COVID-19 stay-at-home orders negatively impacted patients with obesity. The statistics are in, and they say that coronavirus has upended lives and economies, but it also has particularly affected the overweight because they are more susceptible to the severity of this than people with metabolic syndrome, prediabetes. They're at much higher risk. And what they found paradoxically is that even if you don't get sick with coronavirus, that this current pandemic has been a real setback for people who are overweight. Almost 70% of the people surveyed reported having more difficulty in achieving their weight loss goals since the lockdown orders. 48% had less exercise time. 56% had less intensity in exercise. Half of the people surveyed reported an increase in stockpiling food, which is usually not fresh food, but packaged goods, prepared foods, ultra-processed foods. Slightly more than a third reported grocery shopping just once a week. So how are you going to get all those fresh fruits and vegetables that you need? Well over half reported cooking more often. That's good. But 61% reported stress eating. And 20% of the people surveyed reported that they could not afford a balanced meal. Lots of people out of work and financially strapped. So the net result is we're suffering a lot of consequences of the lockdown itself. Even if you don't get sick, and especially vulnerable are people who are overweight. Anxiety, depression, and stress eating has increased during self-isolation. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Some great questions today, and you can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by going over to drhoffman.com. You can download our podcasts. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. We're very active. And have yourselves a very safe week. Stay on top of the news with Intelligent Medicine. Thanks very much for joining us.